Are you having fun? Out of my bag, I have pulled a butterscotch hard candy, a favorite of grandpas across the globe. I have a little friend named Jason that loves his pop-pop and also loves to sneak out of his room at night when I'm asleep. Silly Jason. What he doesn't know is that I never sleep. Let's unwrap this treat to get Jason's attention with a story about grandpas and scary things that go click, click, click in the night. Carl Melton brings us this story, performed by Ori Sekiro, David Cummings, and Nicole Goodnight, with a soundscape crafted by Anna Rodriguez. Be careful when you slip out of your room at night, because you might just see a shadow on the sofa.
I hate the flu. Mom told me to drink lots of water. It's the best way to bring down the fever, she said. What she didn't tell me is that I would have to wake up every night to pee. If I didn't, I'd wet the bed, and there is no way I'll be that 12-year-old boy who wets his bed. Anyway, there was one night dragging my aching legs in the dark. My bedroom is on the second floor, and I have to walk across the entire upstairs hallway and past the top of the stairs before I reach the bathroom. I was half asleep, nearly sleepwalking when I first saw it. Something on the downstairs sofa, but it was too dark to see in any detail. Was it Dad's jacket? Weirded out, I continued to do my business. The toilet flushed so loud, it was like an alarm clock. Now that I was fully awake, I decided to investigate. The mysterious shape had moved to the other side of the sofa, closer to the window. My heart jumped in my throat. Mom? Dad? I called in a raised whisper. I tried again, this time louder. No answer. I was too nervous to try a third time. I bolted to my room and took shelter under my covers.
Good morning, sleepyhead. How are you feeling?
Mom asked while sitting on my bed. I shielded my eyes from the bright light coming through my window, then remembered what I saw only hours before. I jumped out of bed, running past my confused mom. Nothing was on the sofa. Not even a jacket. Mom caught up to me.
What are you staring at, Ryan?
Were you sitting on the sofa last night?
Oh, I hope your fever isn't getting worse,
she said while touching my forehead. What about Dad?
Oh, he works on Saturday morning now, remember? The last thing he would do is leave his perfectly good bed when he needs sleep.
Well, maybe you were snoring and he had to get away. I giggled, surprised the words had even left my mouth.
Ryan Leakes, your mother does not snore. Now go back to bed and rest. I'll send Grandpa up with your breakfast soon.
A little later, Grandpa arrived with some oatmeal and fruit. Grandpa, do you believe in ghosts?
Of course I do. There's one here right now.
I jolted up and looked around. Where? He pointed in the mirror across from my bed.
Don't you see him? He's a very sick boy who's white as a ghost.
Hey! I bit the inside of my cheek, but I couldn't stop myself from laughing. Grandpa smirked and left me to my breakfast. That night, I woke up from a feverish dream soaked in sweat. My head was so hot, I felt like a furnace. I stripped off the covers and groaned. I had to pee again. For a moment, I stayed in bed, staring past my open door and into the darkness beyond. Is the ghost still there? Will it be waiting for me on that stupid sofa? Should I just pee in a water cup? What am I thinking? I'm a 12-year-old, not a baby. I got to my feet, and I tiptoed across the carpet floor. My heart was pumping like a drum, and my muscles felt so weak I thought I was made of jello. I was too scared to even take a peek downstairs, so I took another few steps on my wobbly legs, doing my best to be as quiet as possible. And then another step. The bathroom knob was within reach now. I extended my hand and... I tried to cover my mouth, but it was too late. The loudest sneeze I've ever had shot across the house like a rocket blast. In the corner of my eyes, I saw the ghost stand from its resting place and glide toward the stairs. Toward me? I should have been in the bathroom, but now that I saw it up close, I couldn't look away. The ghost had a person's body with arms and legs, but it definitely wasn't human. Instead of skin and clothes, the ghost was just an eerie black cloud made of smoke and steam. The dark phantom floated up the stairs effortlessly. Before I knew it, the ghost was 5 steps away. It made an awful clicking sound like a woodpecker or someone clicking their tongue very fast. It was 4 steps away now. 3, 2. I felt frozen even though my brain was screaming at me to run. Just as the ghost reached his hand up for me, my reflexes kicked in and I stumbled into the bathroom. I locked the door and turned on the light. There was an ear-piercing click, click, click from the other side of the door. I paced back and forth in the tiny bathroom. It's right outside. Can the ghost walk through a closed door? What do I do? Before I could think of my next move, the bathroom lights went out. I lunged for the light switch, flicking it up and down, but nothing worked. I didn't stop trying until the door next to me creaked open. The same door I thought I locked. I swallowed a scream that was forming in my throat and I covered my mouth. My eyes hadn't adjusted to the pitch black yet, but I saw a moving shadow on the other side of the room. It was here, only inches away from me. It was a rustling sound from the shower curtain being dragged open, and I ran for my life. The last thing I remember was wanting desperately to get out of the house. I was running downstairs and almost tripped, or maybe I did trip because I never made it to the front door. The next morning, a ringing voice spooked me out of my sleep. I thought I was dreaming until I saw my grandpa in his bathrobe standing in front of me. I was in the living room for some reason. It must have been early because the sun wasn't up yet.
"You must really like that sofa,"
he said. What? I felt the rough leather for the first time and discovered, to my horror, I was laying on the haunted sofa. My grandpa must have seen how upset I was and sat down next to me.
"Still having nightmares about ghosts? Is that why you came down here to sleep?"
"They're not nightmares. Our house is haunted. This sofa is haunted."
"Tell me what you saw."
"Every night, there's a ghost on this sofa. It's full of black smoke and it makes a terrible clicking sound. I clicked my tongue 3 times before." "It's true."
"Well, that was me, Ryan. Whenever I'm having trouble sleeping, I like to sit here next to the window and stargaze, especially if a full moon is out. That was just little old me you saw."
"No way. What about the creaking and the black smoke?"
"Oh, probably just my old bones,"
he said with a chuckle.
"And I would have looked dark. I keep the lights off to see the stars better."
"But I called out for Mom and Dad. If that was you, why didn't you respond?"
"I don't wear my hearing aids at night. Never really saw the point, considering I'm usually alone." "Oh, I'm sorry I scared you, bud. I guess now you know how much of a kook old Gramps is, huh?"
I breathe a sigh of relief. For the first time in 2 days, I didn't feel like a crazy person. "You really scared me, Grandpa. Last night was worse."
"Last night?"
"Yeah, last night. You were here on the sofa and walked up the stairs while making that weird noise.
Now that makes no sense. You got your days mixed up, buddy.
How?
Ryan, there was no full moon last night. I was sound asleep in bed.
Grandpa left to heat up breakfast, and I stayed still on the sofa in a state of shock, with two burning questions in my mind. If Grandpa was in his room last night, what followed me into the bathroom? And how did I end up on this sofa? I got my answer when I heard a soft click, click, click from somewhere deep below the sofa cushions. Thank you.